Okay, we're holding on Pesachim Daf Nun Chet, beginning of the fifth parak. Tamid, so we're talking about the Korban Tamid. Tamid Nishcha B'Shmona U'Mechza, V'Karev B'Teisha U'Mechza. So the Korban Tamid is slaughtered 8.5 hours into the day, and it is offered as a sacrifice at 9.5 hours into the day. It takes about an hour. Ba'arve Pesachim Nishcha B'Sheva U'Mechza over Erev Pesach, because you have more to do Erev Pesach with the Korban, with the Korban Pesach, so Nishcha B'Sheva U'Mechza V'Karev B'Shmona U'Mechza. You back it up an hour, slaughtered at the 7.5 hour into the day, and offered up at the 8.5 hour into the day. Bein Mechol, Bein Shabbat. Whether it's on a weekday or on Shabbat. Chal Erev Pesach Liot Be'Erev Shabbat. However, if Erev Pesach is on Erev Shabbat, Nishcha B'Sheish U'Mechza, then you slaughtered in the 6.5 hour. Then you offer it at the 7.5 hour. Pesach acharav, and then you bring the korban Pesach. Mina hanimili. How do you know? How do we know that this is the hours? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Krai Tachemes Echad Taseh Baboker Tachemes Atishenini Taseh Ben Arabayim. Right. So one lamb you have to bring in the morning. One you have to bring in the afternoon. Chalkehu lebein shnei aravim. So bein haarbaim is like, you know, in between the evenings. So divide the evening into two equal parts. Shtei shod mechza lekan, shod mechza lekan, v'sha'achad lasiato. So you need an hour for its performance, and then you have 2.5 hours before and 2.5 hours afterward. So that is, if you take, you know, the second part of the day, the evening, the last 6 hours of the day, and then you divide, you take 1 hour for the sacrifice. That it's going to take an hour to bring, and then you split it directly in the middle, so it'll be bein ha'arvayim, exactly halfway through the evening, so it's 2.5 hours in. Mativ Rava challenges, ba'arvei psachim nishcha b'sheva u'mechza v'karev v'shvon u'mechza ben v'chol ben v'shabbat ve'is al g'daydach v'shvon u'mechza dehoraita hechi makdimin anlay. We have an explicit pasuk that tells us we have to bring it at this exact hour, right? 8.5 hours, 8.5 hours into the day. Well, that's, 8.5 hours, into the day. And that's deoraita. Then how exactly do we do it earlier when it's on the Erev Pesach? Right? So if it was halacha mi deoraita, that you have to bring it 8.5 hours into the day, there'd be no way you're allowed to bring this earlier on Erev Pesach, unless you have a mafurish pasuk that says you're allowed to. Ela amar Rava, rather Rava says this is how we know. Mitzvata tamid. Right, from the moment it starts to become evening, you already have the mitzvah to bring the korban. My time, oh, what's the reason? Damar kra ben arbaim meidnad matchil shim shalom arav. So that from the moment the sun starts to set, you can bring it. You can bring the korban shel ben arbaim. Hilkach b'shayim odashana dika nedarim v'nedavo derachmana amar aleha chal ve'eshlamim. So the rest of the year where you can still bring korban, voluntary offerings, about which the Torah says that the fats of the shlamim v'amamar aleha hishlem kol korban kulam, that the word shlamim there is a reference or a hint to the fact that it should be shalem, it should be all the other korbanot should be completed upon this machrinan le ntarte shae v'avidan le bishmona umechza. So we push off the korban, we push off the korban shel ben arbaim to the 8.5 hour. That way you have you have 2.5 hours in order to bring the other korbanot, the korban nedava and the korban nedarim and nedava, right? Because you have to bring the korban shel ben arbaim last, because as we just said in that previous pasuk, that there's a reference to the fact that you're finishing the korbanot for the day on this. So we push it off. Now, meaning we could have done it immediately once the evening began, Mi'ikar Hadin, but we push it off, so we have time to bring the Nedarim and Nedavah. Be'arvei Pesachim, however, on Erev Pesach, Lika Pesach Acharav, since we have to bring the Korban Pesach after it, Kadmin Le'Sha'achad, Vavdin Le'Bishav Mechza. So we make it a little bit earlier, that way we have time for the Korban Pesach afterward. Chal Erev Pesach Le'Be'Erev Shabbat. Now, if Erev Pesach is on Erev Shabbat, Dika Namitz Li'ato De'Lodachi Shabbat, where you have to roast the entirety of the Korban Pesach after you slaughter it, right, and that takes time, and that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbat. If Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbat, you're not allowed to roast the Pesach on Shabbat. It's not Doche Shabbat. So we started as early as possible, 6.5 hours into the day. Tanu Rabbanan, ki sidro b'chol, kach sidro b'Shabbat. So we learned in a Breita that the process of doing the tamid on a weekday is the same as doing it on Shabbat. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kizidro be'erev Pesach. Right, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's we do it like it's processed on erev Pesach. Right, if that bracha sounds cryptic, that's understandable because we have a big machloket as to what exactly we mean by that bracha. My kamar, first question: what exactly do we mean? Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, Hachi kamar. This is what that bracha means. Kesiruah bechol be'erev Pesach. Right, just like if when erev Pesach falls on a weekday, how you would do the korban Pesach there, meaning that you would slaughter in the seventh half hour into the day. Kach siduah b'Shabbat be'erev Pesach. So it's the same exact way that you should be doing it on Shabbat on erev Pesach. Meaning if erev Pesach is on Sunday or if erev Pesach is on Shabbat, it doesn't matter. You do it the same way. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Shita, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, kesiduah be'erev haPesach shechal liyot be'erev Shabbat. Kach siduah b'Shabbat. No, the way that you would do it on erev Pesach that fell out on Shabbat, that is how you would do it on Shabbat itself. U matnitin dekatani bein bechol bein b'Shabbat Rabbi Shmuelhi. And so that and when the Mishnah said bein bechol bein Shabbat, whether it's on a weekday or on Shabbat, that must be Rabbi Shmuel Shita, right? Because Rabbi Shmuel Shita doesn't differentiate between chol and Shabbat. Rabbi Akiva Shita, however, clearly does differentiate between how you do it on a weekday and how you do it on Shabbat. The Ma'ika b'Yiflegi. And then what is their point of dispute? Be musafin kod min levazichin kamiflegi. They have a machloket as to whether what comes first, the musaf, the korban musaf that you have to bring on Shabbat, or the heaps of incense that you have to burn up, right? So do you bring the incense first, or do you bring the musaf first? Rabbi Shmuel, Savar musaf in korban lebezichin, right? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you bring the korban musaf before you bring the incense. Avad lehu lemusaf in sheishu bezichin b'sheva. So you bring the korban musaf at the sixth hour into the day, and then you bring the incense at the seventh hour into the day. Va'avid le tamid b'sheva omechza. And then you can do the korban tamid, the afternoon offering, the daily afternoon offering, at exactly 7.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Akiva, Savar bezichin korban lemusaf. Rabbi Akiva says, no, actually the incense is brought before the musaf, bazichin b'chamesh, musafin b'sheish. So you bring the incense at the fifth hour, and then you bring the korban musaf at the sixth hour, v'avid le'tamid b'sheish v'mechza, and then you can do the korban tamid 6.5 hours into the day, and that accounts for the difference in their shitas of when exactly you're supposed to bring that korban tamid on Shabbat. Matkif la rava midei Rabbi Akiva kisidur be'erev Pesach shechaliyo be'erev Shabbat katani. So it's interesting, right? What does Rabbi Akiva say in the Braita? Right, and but the way that the way that Abaye explains Rabbi Akiva's shita would it should have been read like this: kesidro be'erev Pesach shechaliot be'erev Shabbat. Right, but it doesn't say kesidro be'erev Pesach shechaliot be'erev Shabbat. It just says kesidro be'erev Pesach, meaning seemingly we're talking about the you have to do the korban tamid on Shabbat the way that you would do it on erev Pesach. Right, but not the way that you do it on erev Pesach, which is erev Shabbat. Rabbi Akiva doesn't say that kesidro be'erev. Right, so that's you know, putting words into Rabbi Akiva's mouth. In which case, how should you understand Rabbi Akiva's shita and then the Braita entirely? Ella Amar Rava Hachikamar. This is what the Braita means. Kesidro bechol de alma, just like on a totally normal weekday, right? How you bring a korban tamid in a totally normal weekday, 8.5 hours into the day. Kach siduro b'Shabbat be'erev Pesach is the exact same way that you should bring it on Shabbat on erev Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel shita. Rabbi Akiva Omer kesidro be'erev Pesach. Rabbi Akiva says no. The way that you bring the korban tamid on erev Pesach is how you bring the korban tamid on Shabbat, 7.5 hours into the day. Umatlitin deketani bein bechol ben Shabbat, right? In which case, the shita in the Mishnah that says whether it's on a weekday or on Shabbat, Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's shita, because now in accordance with Rabbi Akiva's shita that's brought in seven and a half hours into the day, then the weekday on Shabbat, same exact din. So when the Mishnah says that that we bring the korban tamid the same on a weekday and on Shabbat, that's a reference to Rabbi Akiva shita and not Rabbi Shmuel's shita, because now according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have this discrepancy between bringing it 7.5 hours as opposed to 8.5 hours. Okay, but my kamiflagi, and what is the point of what is the nikudata machloke that accounts for the difference between the shitas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel here? Michmar bisra kamiflagi. They argue about whether we're concerned that the meat, if left out too long, that the meat of the korban tamid is going to spoil. Rabbi Shmuel savar chashin le michmar bisra. Rabbi Shmuel says that we're concerned that the meat is going to spoil if we do it too early, and so we push it off and we do it a little later. Rabbi Akiva savar lo chashin le michmar bisra. However, Rabbi Akiva says, no, we're not concerned that the meat is going to spoil. You can go ahead and do it as early as possible. Eloi chayshinon, navdi b'shesh mechza. Well, according to Rabbi Akiva's shita, if we're not concerned that the meat is going to spoil, then why not do it 6.5 hours into the day, the earliest possible time? Right, because Rabbi Akiva still holds that the korban musaf Rabbi Kiva holds that the Korban Musaf is actually brought before the incense is brought. In which case, here's how the hours lay out. Avidulu Musaf and Beshesh Mezichim Besheva. You have to bring the Korban Musaf 6 hours into the day, and then you bring the Korban, sorry, and then you bring the incense 7 hours into the day. Avidulu the Tamid Besheva Mechza. And then you bring the Korban Tamid 7.5 hours into the day on Shabbat. And so even though he's not concerned that the meat is going to spoil, and so he allows you to do it 7.5 hours in instead of 8.5 hours in, like Rabbi Shmuel's Shita would be, still, you can't bring it 6.5 hours in because you have to do the Korban Musaf and you have to bring the Bezichin. Matkiv la Rabba Bar Ula. Now Rabba Bar Ula challenges Rabba's explanation of the Braita. Midi kesidur b'chol kach sidu b'Shabbat b'er of Pesach divrei Rabbi Shmuel katani. Again, meaning you, Rabba, accused Abaye of putting... accused Abaye of putting words in Rabbi Akiva's mouth, but you're putting words in Rabbi Shmuel's mouth. Does Rabbi Shmuel say the way that you do it on a weekday, that is how you do it on Shabbat on Erev Pesach? That's not at all what Rabbi Shmuel says. To remind ourselves of the exact words of the Braita that we quoted, Kisidro b'chol kach sidro b'Shabbat divi Rabbi Shmuel. Not Kisidro b'chol kach sidro b'Shabbat be'Erev Pesach. You're putting words into Rabbi Shmuel's mouth in order to make your sheet to fit. Right? That's not what he says. Rather, how do we have to understand this Braita? Rabba Bar Ula brings in a third explanation. Ella Amar Rabba Bar Ula Hachikatani. This is how we need to understand the Braita. Kesidro b'chol de'alma. Like you would bring the Korban Tamid on a totally normal weekday. Kach kesidro b'Shabbat de'alma. That's how you bring the Korban Tamid on a normal Shabbat. Div Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kesidro be'erev ha'pesach de'alma. And according to Rabbi Kiva, what he's saying is the way that you bring the Korban Tamid on a normal erev Pesach. Kach kesidro b'Shabbat de'alma. That is how you should bring the Korban Tamid on a Shabbat. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the Erev Pesach aligns with the sacrificing on Shabbat. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Shabbat aligns with the normal weekday. And then the Mishnah Shita, which says, or what was quoted in the Mishnah that says that we don't differentiate between a weekday and Shabbat, right? Apparently, it's according to everyone, because neither Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva establishes a halachic difference in how we bring that Korban Tamid on a weekday as opposed to on Shabbat. But in which case, what exactly do they argue about? They argue about a decree upon bringing Korbanot that are voluntary. Rabbi Shmuel, Savar Gazwin and Shabbat, to hold. Rabbi Shmuel says that we have to push off bringing the Korban Tamid on Shabbat, because you push off bringing the Korban Tamid on a weekday so that you have time for the sacrifices of the Nidavot and the Nidarim and Nidavot. Rabbi Kiva Savar Logas. Rabbi Kiva says, no, we don't have such a gzeira. We don't push off bringing the Korban Tamid on Shabbat just because we have to push it off on a weekday. On Shabbat, you don't have a reason to push it off because you don't have Korban Nidavot and Nidarim because you don't bring voluntary Korbanot on Shabbat, because they're not Doche Shabbat. It's, you know, also to bring a Korban that you're not supposed to bring, or that you don't have to bring on Shabbat. So Rabbi Kiva says, so you push it off on a weekday, you don't push it off on Shabbat. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, because you push it off on a weekday, you should push it off on Shabbat. According to Rabbi Kiva Shita, if you don't have such a gzera, then bring the Korban Tamid Shabbat Arbaim as early as possible, 6.5 hours into the day. No, because Rabbi Kiva must hold that the Korban Musaf comes, you have to bring the Korban Musaf before the incense. Musaf in Mishesh Vazichim Sheva, in which case the earliest, you know, you bring the Korban Musaf 6 hours into the day, and then you have to bring the incense, which is at 7 hours into the day, the Avid Le Tamid Besheva Mechta. Then you can get around to bringing the Korban Tamid at 7.5 hours into the day. Meitive, we're going to challenge this interpretation. Tamid shel kol shana kula karav kilchato. Right, the Tamid all year long is offered at the appropriate time. Nishcha b'shmonu mechza the karav b'teisha mechza. Right, slaughtered at 8.5 hours into the day and offered at 9.5 hours into the day. Be'er v'pesach. However, on Erev Pesach nishcha b'shevo mechza the karav b'shmonu mechza. Right, Erev Pesach it's slaughtered 7.5 hours and brought 8.5 hours into the day, because you need that extra time to bring the Korban Pesach. Chaliot b'Shabbat, if it's on Shabbat, kechaliot b'sheni b'Shabbat. It's just like, as if it fell on a Monday, right? A normal day of the week. Div rei Rabbi Yishmael, right? That's according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva omer, kesiduro b'erev ha'Pesach. Rabbi Kiva says, no, on Shabbat, you bring it in the same way as, you arrange the times the same way as if we're on Erev Pesach. Bishlama. So there should be no difference, according to Rabbi Kiva, as to whether or not Rabbi Kiva says that Erev Pesach falling out on Shabbat makes no difference in when you have to bring the Korban. Bishlam ala Abaye Nicha. Everything works in accordance with Abaye Shita, right? Because Rabbi Shmuel's Shita perfectly aligns with this braita. Abaye's explanation of Rabbi Shmuel Shita aligns with the braita very nicely. El Rava Kasha. However, according to Rava, it's difficult because Rava says that Rabbi Shmuel is worried that the meat is going to spoil, in which case he slaughters the offering later rather than earlier. Does it 8.5 hours into the day. But here, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it seems to be done at 7.5 hours into the day, as opposed to 8.5 hours into the day. It's a difficulty for Rava's explanation of Rabbi Shmuel. Amar l'cha Rava lo tema kechal b'sheni b'shabbat. So don't read it as, it's as if it falls out on a Monday. Ela ema k'sheni b'shabbat de alma. Rather, read it as though it fell out on a normal Monday. A normal Monday. As in, not Erev Pesach Monday, where you'd have to bring it, where you'd bring it 7.5 hours into the day. Rather, a totally normal Monday. And when do you bring it a totally normal Monday? 8.5 hours into the day. Okay, another challenge. Chal liot b'Shabbat. Right, so if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbat itself, kisidur kol shana kula divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Right, then you do it like you would normally bring the korban tamid like the rest of the year. Rabbi Akiva omer kisidur b'Erev Pesach da'alma. So he says no, you bring in that instance like you would normally bring it on an Erev Pesach. Bishlam el Rav Anicha. It works for Rav's shita because Rabbi Shmuel's shita aligns with his shita in the aligns with Rava's explanation of Rabbi Shmuel's shita. El Abaye Kasha. However, according to Abaye, it's difficult, right? Because Rava's explanation of Rabbi Shmuel would seem to indicate that you'd bring the korban 8.5 hours into the day, but according to this Breita, it would seem that you'd bring the korban 7.5 hours into the day. Amar Chal Abaye, so Abaye would respond to you. Lo tema kisidur kol hashana, ela ema kisidur kol hashanim kulan. Don't read. How you bring it kol hashana, meaning the entirety of the year, which the normal time is 8.5 hours. Rather, say that you bring it like you do all other years when it's not on Erev Shabbat. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That would be Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kizro Erev Pesach Shchaliot be Erev Shabbat. Right, and Rabbi Kiva says that you bring it like it was an Erev Pesach that fell out on Erev Shabbat, meaning 6.5 hours into the day. Tan Rabbanan, Menayin Shelo Yiyeh Davar Kodem L'Tamid Shel Shachar. How do you know that nothing should be brought before the Tamid Shel Shachar? Tamid Lamar, Ve'arach Alea Ola. Right, that you need to make the Korban in Ola upon it. My Talmuda, what exactly do we darshan out there? Amarava, Ha'ola, Ola Rishona. Right, Ha'ola, what does it say? Ha'ola. The Ola, Ola Rishona. Meaning, it's not just Ola, you're setting up an Ola offering, but you're setting up the Ola offering. Okay, now what is the Ola offering? A specific Ola offering? Well, that has to be the first Ola offering mentioned, and that the first Ola offering mentioned is the Tamid Shel Shachar. Minayin She'in Lecha Davar Karev Achar Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. How do you know that you don't bring anything after the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im? Tamid Lomar V'Hiktir Aleah Chalvei Hashlamim. Right, that you burn up the fats of the Shlamim. My Talmuda. What exactly is the drasha there? Amar Abaye Aleah Hashlamim. Right, that on it you have to finish it off. You have to be Shalem. You have to fulfill all the other korbanon. V'lo Al Chaver Tashlamim. Right, so you cannot finish. You can't finish the korbanot with any other korban. Matkiv La Rava. Rava challenges that Ema Shlamim Hu D'lo Nakriv Ha Olo Nakriv. Okay, maybe it's just other Shlamim that you cannot on it you finish it off, right? On it, on this shlamim you finish it off, but not on any other shlamim you finish it off. But can I finish off the korbanot with an ola? Can I bring an ola offer after a shlamim? Seemingly the pasuk doesn't exclude that. Ella amar Rava hashlamim aleha heshlem kol korbanot kulan. Rather, hashlamim is not saying on this shlamim finish the korb, meaning not to say on this shlamim it is the last one, meaning not to say this is the last of the shlamim. Rather, on this bimashlim, on this korban, finish all the korban and don't bring any other korban afterward. Tan Rabbanan, tamid kodem lePesach, Pesach kodem lKetoret. You bring the korban tamid before the korban Pesach, and you bring the korban Pesach before you burn the Ketoret. Ketoret kodem lNer, and then after the Ketoret, you burn the candles. Right, Yuchar Davar. How do you know that Yuchar Davar Shneemarbo Ba'erev Ubein Harbaim LeDavar Shelonemarbo Ba'erev Ela Bein Harbaim Bilvad? Right, the thing that about it, it says Bein Harbaim, afternoon and Erev, that should come later than the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, which only says in the afternoon. Right, so by the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, it only says afternoon. By Korban Pesach, it says afternoon and evening. So because it says afternoon and evening, clearly that Korban should be brought a little bit later. Ihachi, Ketoret v'Ner Nami Niktim l'Pesach. Well, if that's the case, then the Ketoret and the Ner should also be brought before the Pesach. The Pesach should be last. Yuchar Davar Shenemor Be'erev Ben Harbaim. The Davar Shelo Nemar Bo Ela Ben Harbaim. Bilvan, because the Ketoret and the Nerot only say Ben Arbaim, and Korban Pesach says Erev and Ben Arbaim, in which case this should be after the Ketoret and the Nerot. Shani Hatem to Miut Rachmana Oto. No, because there, the Rachmana, there, the Torah has a mute, is an exclusionary terminology that would exclude these particular the Ketoret and the Nerot from this limud. The Tanya learned in the Brayta Me'erev Ve'ad Boker Tein La Midata, right, from the evening. It says by the Nerot, by lighting the Nerot, it says from the evening until the morning you have to fill up the right amount of oil. Sheteh Deleket Me'erev Ve'ad Boker, that it should be lit from the evening until the morning. Davar Ache, so it needs to burn from the evening until the morning. And from the fact that it says evening, we understand that this is actually the last thing to be done. Alternatively, we can understand that there is no avoda that should be done after this in the evening until the morning. Meaning, from the evening until the morning, this is the only thing that can be done, and nothing can be done at a later point than this. My taima, how exactly did you learn that? Amar kra, yaroch oto aron avanav me'erev aboker, that Aaron and his children will arrange the lighting from the evening until the morning. This can be done from the evening until the morning. Nothing else can be done at that point from the evening until the morning. And there's a hekesh, there's a halachically significant juxtaposition between the Nerot and the Ketoret. So just like the Nerot is allowed to be brought after, or have to be brought after the Korban Pesach, because they're brought into the latest point of the evening, and nothing can be brought after them until the next morning. And there's a halachically significant juxtaposition between the Nerot to the Ketoret. So too, the Ketoret is also brought as the last point in the evening. We'll stop here.